This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is a real blink and you're going to miss it kind of time right now in the world of generative AI. That's ChatGPT and the like. Things are just moving that fast. Elon Musk is launching his own alternative to ChatGPT not long after, it should be said, calling for a pause on more development of that particular technology. Congress and governments globally are scrambling to figure out how to regulate it. But interestingly enough, one area in which generative AI could have some real impact in this country is in how federal agencies make the rules and regulations by which this government runs. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
Federal agencies often ask the public to weigh in on how to implement new laws, which is great as long as it's a real human or group actually submitting feedback. So what happens when something like ChatGPT enters the mix? Mark Fabrizio is with George Washington University's Regulatory Studies Center.
It's not necessarily wrong for someone in the public to use AI to generate a public comment, especially if it's something that the person or the organization agrees with.
Fabrizio and others argue the technology could encourage more people to weigh in on policymaking, maybe those who don't speak English as a first language.
But there's also some potential concerns by regulators that agencies will receive a flood of comments that will take more time and more resources to process and to consider.
Agencies already use software to screen for comments submitted by bots, but ChatGPT could be prompted to make 500 human-sounding messages for or against a proposal. Dhiren Patel is president of DocketScope, a company that works with federal agencies to help analyze public comments. Another risk?
ChatGPT is used to make things up that look authoritative and require real analytical work to review and identify as being potentially not authoritative or not real.
He says existing software, plus the experts who end up reviewing comments, will likely be able to weed out bad actors trying to influence regulations and development. But agencies are still waiting to fully assess the impact of this new technology. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.